Hello, folks. You are listening to The College Charge. And continuing our special series on affording college here at The College Charge, I am joined by another special guest from our very own office today, the Senior Associate Director of College Counseling at Shorecrest Preparatory School, Mr. John Fanning. John, thanks so much for being here. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks so much for having me, Dan.
Wonderful. So, of course, our students already know you, but for students and families that are listening that may not be too familiar, I'd love if you could just give our audience a background on what your background is with college counseling.
Sure. Thanks so much. It's my 17th year in the field. I started in Chicago Public Schools and then spent a good amount of time out in California, and then this is my first year at Shorecrest and my first year in Florida.
And we're so glad to have you, and we're especially glad to have you on the podcast today. Of course, we're talking about all aspects of financing college and a very important question that families are going to have when they figure out how to pay for college is first figuring out how much it's going to cost. So you're here today to talk about net price calculators. So what is a net price calculator? Why should we care about it?
Okay. A net price calculator, well, net price calculators, plural, they are required by the government of every college to have this on their college website. And so if you listeners have heard like, hey, there are these college sticker prices, but not everybody pays the sticker price, that is exactly what the net price calculator is for. You put in some information and it shows you what your likely annual net price for that college will be.
So that's really interesting. So of course, colleges advertise their tuition and fees, and you can go onto their website and see what the tuition and fees are. But what I'm hearing you say is that's not necessarily what you're going to pay. So what are some factors that are going to go into determining that net price?
Some of them will be financial, and these will be questions that you see kind of across all net calculators, almost regardless of college. So this will be about parental or guardian assets, student assets, income of both parents, guardians, and students, taxes. So they'll often ask for things that come right out of your tax return. So things like your gross income, your adjusted gross income, and the tax liability that you paid. And then other things you may see in a net price calculator are things that are really associated specifically with that college and how they disperse their scholarships. So let's just say a college has a really big fund for students who are first gen to college, then you might see on that college's net price calculator just a checkbox whether you're first gen or not, because that helps them determine what amount of money they can give you.
So it sounds like a lot of the information that we're going to need for that net price calculator is also the same type of information that we're going to use for things like the FAFSA. So I guess my question is, what's the purpose of the net price calculator if I'm ultimately going to put all of this into the FAFSA?
Yep. And the net price calculators, you can think of them as like a pre-FAFSA or a baby FAFSA. So it takes much less time once you have your taxes in front of you. Doing a net price calculator for college may take you as few as 5 minutes. And so for a family that is price sensitive around college, this can be helpful in determining whether or not that college should really even be on your list.
And so you already said every college is required by law to have this net price calculator. So I'd really love to just hear a little bit more about why do they vary from school to school?
They vary because schools have different amounts of institutional money available to give as scholarships, as money that you don't have to pay back for students who attend their school. So you can really think of this as a way that a college says, hey, we think you are a really, really great fit for our campus, and we want to make sure you have a compelling reason financially to come to our school, as opposed to the many other schools on your list, right? This is ultimately a competitive process, not just for the students, but also for the colleges.
Definitely. So what kind of information can a student expect to get out of the net price calculator? Are they going to get merit aid? Are they going to get scholarship information? Are they going to get any information about loans? I mean, what's really in that breakdown that the net price calculator gives me?
Well, the first thing is every college you'll see federal financial aid show up, and that should be very, very similar college to college. So since these are really estimates, they're not coming from the FAFSA itself, there might be a little bit of a difference, but it should not be more than like 10 or 15% in the things that are federal aid. Then where you'll see the really big difference is in institutional aid. So that's where a college that has really deep pockets for scholarships might be showing up with literally $50,000 a year in institutional aid, whereas a college that has fewer funds available for institutional aid may only be able to kick in 20. And then the last thing is you will not see loans at all. So this is really meant to be your net price before loans. And then if you as a family choose to take out loans to apply to that net price, it's up to you, but that's not part of the calculator.
So I guess overall, this sounds really great and sounds like a really helpful tool that students can use to figure out what's going to be feasible in terms of financing a college education. But in practice, how accurate do you find the net price calculator?
That is such a good question, Dan. I would say that's really hard to know, right? Because there's 4,000 colleges out there and 4,000 net price calculators, and the colleges are able to put together their own calculator. But I would say the colleges are actually really highly incentivized to make these as accurate as they can be. And really referencing that idea around they're competing for students, and part of how they do that is with their scholarship funds. So it's really to their benefit to make these accurate so that it doesn't feel like a bait and switch, you know, in April when a student and family are making their final decision.
Yeah, that's a really good point. And I think it's really important to go into that net price calculator, kind of understanding that the colleges are going to work, as you said, they're really incentivized to make this as accurate as a reflection as possible. Even as accurate as it can be, there could be some minor differences in the aid package that you ultimately get. So how does the net price calculator value that you obtain, how does that differ from a financial aid notification or an official financial aid offer? What are the main differences between those two processes?
Well, the main difference, thanks so much for asking, is it's not official, right? So you can't show up in the spring and say like, hey, your net price calculator said this, you need to give me that much money. It is always an estimate. But what is true of the financial aid offices, there are people on the other end of the financial aid office, just like there are students and families on our end of the financial aid office, and they are there to work with you. So if in the end a student and family were to get a package that doesn't really meet their needs, the first thing we're going to, you know, encourage the student and family to do is actually get on the phone with those financial aid folks and say, like, here's the gap we think we can cover, and here's where we feel really stuck, and see what that team on the other end can do for you.
That is such an excellent point. And so I really want to underscore that just like you and I are college counselors, just like there are admission counselors, you also will have a financial aid counselor that you can talk to, because this is a really complicated formula with the different types of aid, the loan aid, the merit aid, the financial need-based aid. So there's definitely someone that will help guide you through that. And I think the other point too is those financial aid counselors are going to work with you based on the data that they have. So if you are, to your point, talking to them about the gap that you can not cover or that you feel that you can't cover, they're going to do everything in their power to help you. But ultimately, they're not going to lie to you and give you a picture or paints a picture of a financial situation that's not going to be feasible based on the financial aid office and that they have available. So it is important to note, though, as you mentioned, that you're not in a vacuum interpreting your financial aid notification. There are those financial aid counselors to help decipher all of those. But all of this financial aid stuff really sounds intensive, especially on the backdrop of all of the work that I'm putting into my applications, that I'm putting into researching what colleges should go on my college list. So is it really that much work? And where in the process, how important in the process is it to look at this net price calculator?
I would almost say it alternates. So I would say, you know, in spring of junior year or summer between junior and senior year, when a student is working most intensively on putting the initial college list together, that's a great time to lean into the net price calculator. You can't even do the FAFSA then because it doesn't open till October 1st, but in a less labor intensive way than the FAFSA, that would be a good time to look into the net price calculator and use it to make the initial list, especially for a family that's price sensitive around college. Then there's a lot of time in the fall spent on the college applications themselves. And then the FAFSA opens up on October 1st. And I would say generally, student and family want to get that FAFSA in before winter break, just to make sure you are eligible for the maximum amount of aid. Something that's true about federal aid is the great majority of it is entitlement based. So it doesn't matter when your FAFSA comes in, as long as it meets the deadline and you meet the requirements, you will get the money. But some federal aid is a limited pool of funds. And so people who get the FAFSA in before winter break are much more likely to have access to those funds than people who maybe get their FAFSA in March.
In addition to the funds that you're talking about, there's also a lot of institutional aid. So you want to be sensitive to those FAFSA deadlines to maximize your availability for institutional aid as well. That's a really great point. And you also mentioned the differences from school to school. So I also think that it's a really good idea to incorporate that as part of your college search, that you're going to notice some differences in institutions based on their need policy on what they're able to offer. So can you talk a little bit about the difference between an institution that will advertise that they meet full demonstrated need versus an institution that's need aware that can't necessarily meet full demonstrated need?
It's really about the extent to which a college has deep pockets in terms of scholarships and what they can leverage in terms of affordability. And so if a school advertises that they meet full demonstrated need, that means that between the FAFSA and any other forms that they have, they will determine the family's need, both what the family can contribute and what is outside of their financial ability, and the college commits to paying the rest. Right. So that is often a lot of money. Now, what's true there is the colleges get to determine what full need is. So you can have a college that says, we think your family can pay $6,000. And you might have another college that says, we think your family can pay $16,000. And that's actually within their right. So they get to do that. And then you get to decide which college to go to with finances as part of the decision.
Definitely. So I think the message there is definitely same principles apply to being a savvy consumer when you're looking at colleges, is shop around with those net price calculators and just kind of see what some of the differences are for yourself. Because the net price calculator is definitely a great way to get at least an initial idea of what that might look like. So I would love if you could just kind of summarize for our audience, what is the purpose of the net price calculator? And where does that fit in the process?
Great. Purpose of the net price calculator is providing for students and families an estimate of what the college price per year for them will be. And that is not necessarily the sticker price for the college. And then how to fit it into the process. I think it really depends for the student and family how price sensitive they are. But if they are price sensitive, then I would say, you know, try and get started with the net price calculator at the same time that you're developing the initial college list. Then really focus on getting those applications in with really high quality, and then move on to the next stage, which is doing the FAFSA and or the CSS profile and or other financial aid documents for the college. And at that point, you don't even really need to look at the net price calculator anymore because you're moving on to the real thing.
Right. That's an excellent point. So thank you so much for all of that information. All right, John. Well, thank you so much for joining us on The College Charge. And to our listeners out there, as always, we would love to hear from you and hear any questions you have or any feedback you have about the show. So you can reach out to me directly in my email at dburkett@shorecrest.org. John, any final thoughts before you go?
Oh, just thanks so much. It was really great to be here.
All right. Thank you. And thank you all for listening to The College Charge.